When you do have contact one day with the extraterrestrial signal, will the government stop you from prophesying?
Well, I don't know why, but in this week I received that question in several versions. I was amazed why. But the people that are involved in the SETI research already think about that possibility. And in the past few years, we developed what we call the SETI protocol. The official name is something like Declaration of Principles for the Detection of Extraterrestrial Signals, etc., etc. And this protocol that was already signed by the International Astronomical Union, the International Union of Radio Science, the International Academy of Astronautics, and I don't know how, International Institute of Space Law, etc., etc., is sponsored by all the people that is making now SETI research. And this protocol established a system of how to announce the discovery of an ET signal. One thing that I didn't talk today is that because of the Earth rotation, supposing that you detect something with the observatory at Parkes, because of the Earth rotation, Parkes cannot follow that search in the sky the 24 hours a day. And supposing that this message has a lot of information. So if you don't contact other observatory in the other part of the world, let's say the Argentinian observatory, they will lose a lot of information in the process of the time that they cannot follow the search. Let's say, for example, I think that in the case of Argentina, we can follow the same point in the sky only for 2 hours a day. So there is something like 20 hours that we cannot observe that point in the sky. The same kind of problem has every observatory. So if first you need the confirmation of observation from another observatory to check whether that signal is real terrestrial or extraterrestrial, because supposing that you have a terrestrial intelligent source near you, but you don't realize that it is terrestrial, probably you can think that you pick up some extraterrestrial signal, and that signal really belongs to channel 64 that was turned on only 2 weeks ago, and you didn't realize about that. That kind of thing happens very often. You laugh at it is very often in the radio astronomical search. So in order to check this kind of events, you need the cooperation of other observatories. So you pick up the phone and say, well, we detect these strange signals. Do you have time to confirm the existence of these kind of signals? That will be the first part of the protocol to be done. The second observatory already checked the existence of that signal. Well, probably you find something very interesting. You cannot prove yet that it is its origin is real intelligent, or probably a new natural phenomena that was not observed before. But you should announce that discovery through the International Astronomical Union system of telegrams. In general, when you discover a new supernova, the procedure is to send a telegram to the International Astronomical Office that is at Boston University, at Boston in the Center for Astrophysics. So the same procedure will be done if we confirm the detection of an extraterrestrial signal. And after that, well, an official announcement will be made all over the world. And some social scientists make some research among the media and among the SETI researchers. They would expect would be the social reactions. This kind of research does not show any big impact in the sense of the Orson Welles transmission of the call, the war of the wars, or something like that in the early this century. But a lot of research is done now by social scientists in that direction.
I'd like to thank you for coming. Just one last question to Dr. Le Marchand. What was the frequency of the 21-centimeter hydrogen line?
It was 1,420 megahertz.
Okay, well, if you can't listen to 1,420 megahertz because you haven't got your own radio telescope, when Dr. Le Marchand in Argentina hears it, he'll tell us, and we'll broadcast it to you in Melbourne, us here in Melbourne, on a frequency of 88.3 megahertz every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.